Daf is Daf Ayin Gimel. So we got to the last two lines of Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis towards the beginning of the parak. So the Gemara told Joshua, wanting to know how we know that the shirayim of a minchas seorim would be eaten. And the Gemara ended up concluding that Chizki had this pasuk, an extra pasuk. It said, "V'chol mincha belulav Hashem v'chareva l'chol bnei Aaron tihya." He said it was unnecessary to teach that by chitim because we already know chitim. We said in the chitim we teach it to seorim. So that was the Joshua he made. So Gemara says last two lines of the Amun now, v'hai l'hacha hudasa. That pasuk of Chizki was really meant to teach us that din, that even the shirayim of seorim are eaten by the kohanim. Hami barilei, that's needed for a different Joshua. What's the new drasha that's needed for? Lich the Tanya, the Brayta tells us, Minayin she'ein chokin menachos keneged zvachim. How do I know when you're dividing the different karbanos amongst the kohanim, you don't say that this guy gets the zevach and that guy gets the menachos? It doesn't work like that. It has to be splitting up all within the same things. Meaning, in menachos, you give up the menachos, this guy gets that part of the menachos, this guy gets that part of the menachos. And then zvachim, you split the zvachim, that limb and that limb, but you can't do that guy getting zvachim, that guy getting menachos. How do you know that you're not allowed to do this? Again, minayin she'ein chokim menachos keneged zvachim, says the Gemara in the very top line of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Tam alom, the pasuk says, v'chol mincha she'teyafe batanur, and continues to say, at the end of the pasuk it says, l'chol b'nei Aaron tihyeh ish ke'achiv, meaning splitting up the karbanos amongst the kohanim, it's only v'chol mincha. You can only split up a mincha within a mincha, but you can't do a mincha keneged the zvachim. So then the Gemara continues the drasha, Yachol lo yichalku menachos keneged zvachim. Perhaps the reason why you can't take split menachos versus zvachim, it's because lo kamu tachteim bedalos. Because you never have a case where zevach, we know there are different types of karbanos, of olav yorev, where depending on the person's net worth, he brings a more expensive karban or a less expensive karban. We never find that a zevach can be replaced by menachos. So they don't ever work within the same line. Maybe that's why you can't split it up. Maybe yachleku menachos keneged ofos sherei kamu tachtein bedalos. But perhaps you have that menachos and ofos, birds, you can't bring a bird, then you would replace it. You could give a carbon mincha if a person doesn't have the money. So since they're replaceable, maybe you can divide up that guy getting some of the mincha, that guy getting some of the of. Tamalom, the pasuk says another one, v'chol nase v'marcheshes, and the pasuk concludes, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. It has to stay within the family, within the menachos. You can't split ofos and menachos. So this is where we see that this pasuk is being used to tell me you can't divide them up, not for what Chizki wanted to use in yesterday's daf. The Braisa continues, Yachol, one may think, lo yachleku menachos keneged ofos, you can't split menachos up against ofos, because shehalu mine damim, because ofos, you use blood towards the mizbeach, halu mine kemachim, and the menachos comes from flour, the very different types of karbanos. So yachleku, one may think, Yachol, yachleku ofos keneged zvachim, shehalu mine damim, but maybe you should be able to split up birds versus animals, because they're both at least the same type, they're all blood. Tamalomer v'al machavas l'chol bnei Aaron tia machvas is extra. We already know that. So come to tell me a different din that ofos and zvachim can't be divided either. The brayse isn't finished yet. Yachol lo yachloku ofos keneged zvachim. Maybe you can't do ofos up against zvachim because halu asiyasim biyad halu asiyasim bekli. Because when it comes to shechting a bird, the Kohen uses his nail, his finger. When it comes to shechting an animal, behema, you use a knife. So the maisa shechita is very different, and maybe they're not, you can't split the two of them up. But maybe, aval yachleku menachos keneged menachos, maybe you could split up two different types of menachos, she'elu ve'elu asiyasim beyad. The Kohen uses the kemitza with his fingers for both types of menachos, whether one's machvas or one's mecheshes, it's still very similar in the asiyasim. Tamal Omer, the other pasuk says, "V'chol mincha v'lulav Hashemen l'chol bnei Aaron tia." It's an extra pasuk that the even with the menachos has to be that particular category of menachos. You can't split two different types of menachos up against each other. Yachol, one may think, "Lo yachloku machvas keneged marcheshes, marcheshes keneged machvas." L'fishezem ma'ase kashim, kashim zem ma'ase rakin. Because the way the dough comes out is very different. When it comes to the machvas, it comes out very hard. When it comes to marcheshes, it's very soft. So maybe since the result of the frying is very different, therefore you can't split them up. Aval yachloku machvas, marcheshe keneged marcheshe. But maybe to take carbon A, that's marcheshe, up against carbon B, both are marcheshe. So since everything's the same, it's just that they're two different carbonos, maybe that would be allowed to split up. Tamalomar l'chol bnei Aaron tia v'chareva l'chol bnei Aaron tia. An extra pasuk telling me that this specific carbon must be the same. You can't split up two different carbonos, even though it comes from the same type. The Braisa continues. Yachol, one may think lo yachloku b'kachri kachri. Maybe you can't split up kachri kachri from carbonos. But low level karbanos, perhaps you should be able to split the two of them up. Tamalomer ish ke'achiv vimal toda. The pasuk connects ish ke'achiv, the splitting up of two different kohanim, to the very next pasuk of imal toda. Imal toda, the carbon toda is a kachim kalim. Tell me, kishem she'ein cholkim bekachim kachim, kachin cholkim bekachim kalim. So this is the whole long brisa. So we see from all this, though, the brisa, one more line of the brisa, ish cholek v'afilu ba'amum v'ein katan cholek v'afilu tam. The final pasuk, this is a really a side point. When it comes to ish, only a man is allowed to do chelik in the eating. That man would even include a baal mum. A baal mum, he's an adult. He's allowed to collect it. An ish, you don't have to be a tam to collect the kohen, but an ish does exclude a katan. A katan may not take from the dividing up of the karbana. So that's the whole brisa. In the end of the day, we see from all this, so the brisa uses the pasuk of Chizkiya to tell me how to divide karbanos. How then can Chizkiya in yesterday's daf tell me that's telling me that you're allowed to take from the Seorim, that the Shiraim of a Mincha based on Seorim may be eaten as well? Where's the source? The source is no longer available. So Gemara says, no, Hahu Mikol Nafka. The Pasuk, or the Brice is using the word Kol. Chizkiya is using the entire Pasuk, but the Brice is based on just the word Kol. But then the Gemara asks, "Vaha pikti the clear Yosi Rebbe Yehuda? Didn't he already use the word kol for another drasha? We saw this 10 days ago. I don't remember exactly what the drasha was." The Gemara says, "Ella hahu mivichol the extra vav." So there's an extra vav, there's an extra kol. We have two drashas, and Chizkiya's learned the whole din from the entire pasuk. Okay, Gemara now says we're going back to yesterday's discussion. We wanted to know again how do we know that shirayim of a barley-based mincha is going to be eaten by Kohanim. So Ravina is suggesting another source. Ravina Amar Asya, he learns it out from the following din. Midatani Levi, from the fact that Levi teaches us, Ditani Levi says in the Pasuk, L'chol karbanam l'chol minchasam, l'chol hachatasam l'chol hashamam, that all the karbanas, all minachas, all chatasam, all hashamam, all these, the end of the Pasuk says, it should be l'chahu l'vanachas, for you and all your children, to b'nei Aaron. So he darshans. Kol karbanam is l'rabos lug shemen shel mitzora. Comes to include the oil of the mitzora. The halacha was that the oil was used to put on the thumbs and the big toes of the mitzora. Anything left over of that shemen is eaten by the kohen. That's what it comes to include. Sakadai techamina, I would have thought, min ha'esh kasarachman, the pasuk says, it begins, yelecha mikodesh ha'kadoshim min ha'esh, l'cho karbanim l'cho v'ndechasim v'gomer, that since it says min ha'esh, you might think only things that go on the fire, on the mizbeach, kasarachmana, k'mashvla, no, that kol karbanim even includes shemen, luk shemen, even though no oil of the mitzvah is being placed in the esh, it's still included that the shirayim go to the kohen. Then he darshins the next extra phrase in the pasuk. It says lechol minchasam. What does that come to include? Lerabos minchas haomer uminchas kinos. These are two karbanos that come from barley. So what do we learn from this? What's the havamina? Sa'akadai dechamina. I would have thought the achlo osam asher kupar behen. The pasuk says when the kohanim eat, so then the baal gets kapar. The way a person gets kapar is when I bring a chatas and Ezra the kohen eats my chatas, so then I get kapar by his eating. So one may have thought amar achmana. The carbon omer doesn't come as a kapara. It comes to be matir the chadash into yashin. The minchas kenos doesn't come as a kapara. It comes to be matir the sota to her husband. Vidach nami kaasya. So we would say avad. Vidach levarer kaasya. The minchas chote doesn't come as a kapara. It comes to be mevarer to tell us whether she was a sota or not a sota. And they don't come as a kapara. So one may think since there's no kapara involved in the minchas omer, and the minchas kenos, there should be no eating by the kohen either. K'mash melam from the pasuk lechol minchasam. Even these karbanos that are not based on kapara are also eaten. The shirayim are also eaten by the kohanim. So then the Gemara says, what about the next phrase in the pasuk? It says lechol chatasam. Where does that come to include that we don't already know that a kohen eats the shirayim? It comes to include the rabos chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of of a bird brought as a chatas, the kohen eats that as well. Why do you think a kohen shouldn't eat the shirayim of a chatas of? Explains the Gemara, sakadai techamina, it's nevelahi. What happens is it's nevelah. It comes to regular behema, use a knife. So that's a good shchita. Whether you did the shchita in the base of Mikdash or outside, it's a good shchita. It's not considered a nevelah. When it comes to a oaf, in the chutzah and outside the base of Mikdash, you need to use a knife to cut it. inside the base of Mikdash, they don't use a knife, they use a thumb. They use to crack the neck, they use a nail. So that's not a real, if that was done outside, if you shechted an animal, chicken outside using your fingers, that would be a nevela. So since a nevela, maybe in the base of Mikdash, the Malika shouldn't allow the Kohen to eat it. Kamash Milan, there's a special heter, the Chol Chatasam, that the Kohen may eat from the Chatasof, a special Gzer Sakasif. And then the Pasuk says, L'chol Ashamim, what does that come to include? The Rabos Asham Nazir, the carbon Asham that a Nazir brings. The Nazir brings three carbonos. So one of them is an Asham. The Asham Mitzor as well is included. So what's the Chiddush? Why do you have to tell me that these are also allowed to be eaten by the Kohen? So Pasuk says, Asham Mitzor Behedya Ksibe. It says by the Asham explicitly, Ki Chatas HaAsham Hi LaKohen, that the Asham of the Mitzor is like a Chatas, the Kohen can eat it. So it was no Chiddush to tell me the Asham Mitzor. So the Gemara says, no, we're not coming to include Asham Mitzara. Asham Mitzara we know based on the Pasuk. Ella, what it means is, L'rabos Asham Nazir ka Asham Mitzara. That the Asham Nazir is eaten just like the Asham Mitzara is eaten. Sakadat Echamina, I would think, that L'hachshir ka'asi. That since the Asham Nazir is only coming to be machshir, to allow the Nazir to now drink wine, to go to Beis Kfaros, to cut his hair, it's nothing to do with any kabara, maybe the Kohen shouldn't eat it. Kamashman, based on the Pasuk here, that l'chol ashamam, that even an asham nazir is eaten by the Kohen. And then finally, the Pasuk says, asher yashivu, what's that coming to include? Ze gezel hager, this whole din of gezel hager, if you remember the sugyas in Baba Kama, that if a person stole from a ger, you have to return the money. But let's say the ger has no yorshim, no one to inherit him, so then there's a whole carbon you bring, so that carbon that's brought to the base of Mikdash, that can be eaten by the Kohen as well. And then finally, l'chahi ulvanecha shelchahi ulvanecha afil l'kadesh b'rosa isha. That's yours. You could use the food to eat, not only to eat, you could even use it to marry a woman. The money becomes all yours. You have full control of the different parts of the karbanos. This is the whole long drasha that Ravina brings. What we learn from this drasha is, for our purposes, is that the minchas omer, minchas kanals, although they come from a sorah, there's a mefurish pasuk of l'chol minchasam, that they are eaten by the Kohen as well. And that's the drasha of Tana Levi that Ravina quotes. And the Gemara says, last line now. Amar Rav Huna, going on to Tamar Beis now, shalmei hovdei kochavim olos, when a guy brings a carbon shalom, even though carbon shalom, normally the way shalom works is part of it goes in his beach, part of it gets eaten by the Kohanim, the other part goes to the Baal. When a Oved Kochavim brings a Shlamim, it has a din of an Ola. A din of an Ola means a Kula Kali, the entire animal gets burnt up. So why is that? How come this Shlamim can't be eaten by Kohanim and the Baal? So the Gemara explains, Ibai Seimakra, Ibai Seimasvar. There's a Pasuk that supports this Psak, and there's a logic that supports the Psak. Ibai Seimasvar, what's the Svara? Oved Kochavim Libo L'Shemayim, their tent is to Shemayim. What does it mean, Libo L'Shemayim? So if you look at Rashi Ksaviyat on the bottom here, Rashi says, Shalmei Ha'ovdei Kochavim Olos Kalil, it's all burnt up. Bilibo L'Shemayim De'eni Odeh B'tiv Karbon. The Goyim don't know anything about Karbonos, they don't know the nature of Karbonos. V'chi Neder Bilibo L'Shemayim Neder Hokach Kalil Hein L'Gavot. If you were to ask any person on the street, the person doesn't know anything. A guy, even a guy in yeshiva who's never learned anything about Karbonos, you ask them, what do you think happens to a Karbon? They'd say, it gets burnt on the Mizbeach. They wouldn't know that a Kohen or a Baal eats it. So the intention, when a guy who Mamish knows nothing about this, when he dedicates a Karbon, even if he dedicates a Shlamim, still in his mind, his intent was for it to be fully burnt up because he didn't know any of the halacha. That's the Svar. Well, I'm not sure the history of it. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Ibai say makra, the Pasuk says, Asher krivul Hashem li'ola, that which is brought as an ola, this is a Pasuk that the goy is allowed to bring karbanos, what does it mean, Asher krivul Hashem la'ola? Meaning, kol de mikarve, ola leheve, any carbon that's brought has to have a din of an ola, even the shlomim of a goy is really brought as an ola. That's the Pasuk that supports that psak. The Gemara then says, Meisir Rav Chama bar Nur Guria, Oved kochavim sheis nadev lahavi shlomim, Nitnan Yisrael, Yisrael Ochlan, Nitnan Lekoin, Lekoin Ochlan. So you see from here, the guy who makes an Adava to bring Shlamim, if he gives it to a Yid's allowed to eat it. And if he gives it to a Kohen is allowed to eat it. So we see from here, Mefurish Brisa that goes against that statement that it can be eaten. Even Shalmei Goyim can be eaten by Kohanim and Yisraelim. Rabbi says, Hachi Kamar. Amnas she is kaper ben Yisrael, Yisrael Ochlan. Amnas she is kaper ben Kohen, Kohen Ochlan. And he brings it on condition that someone gets kapara for them, then it's allowed to be eaten. So what does that mean? Just take a look at Rashi Ksav Yad again On the bottom here, it says she's kapru behen Yisrael. She'omar ha'ovid kochavim. He said, the guy says as follows: Harezu shlamim lakriva b'shul polni shenader lavi shlamim. I'm bringing this to fulfill the obligation. My friend, my neighbor, my Jewish neighbor is a friendly guy. He took a nether, he told me. I wanted to cover the cost, so I'm dedicating it on his behalf. So the hanich vadai nechalim. So it's a gift. He's fulfilling the neder and nedava of his friend, the Jew or the friend, the Yisrael or the Kohen. That's why it can be eaten. But a stam shlomim of a goy, that is a din of an ola. So, Mar asks another question. Rav Shizvi, Elu menachos nikmatos v'shiraim lekohanim. The following are lists of menachos where there's a kmitza, and the remaining, the shiraim, are eaten by the kohanim. Minchas ovdei kochavim. So minchas kohanim are one of them. Minchas goyim, rather, are one of them. So then we say that you don't eat from the karbanos of the ovdei kochavim. How come can our Mishnah say that minchas ovdei kochavim are taki eaten? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Lo kashir hadi Rabbi Sigalili ha Rabbi Kiva. There's a machlokas tanaim. What's machlokas tanaim? Whether or not the karbanos of a guy is eaten or not? The Tani, the Raisa, tells us, it says in the pasuk Ish. The pasuk is talking about general karbanos of bringing neder nedava. It says, Ish, ma tamalam or Ish, Ish. Why did it say Ish, Ish two times? It must be the rabbos es ha'ov de kochavim shenodrim nedarim u nedavas kisra. They're allowed to take nedarim and nedavas just like a yid could take them. Then the pasuk says, "Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem le'ola." They're allowed to bring an ola. So, ainli ela ola. I would think they can only bring an ola. How do I know shlamim minayin? They could even bring a carbon shlamim. Tamalomer nidirayim. That includes even shlamim. Toda minayin. They want to bring a carbon toda. They experienced. They went overseas. Whatever the case was, they're allowed to bring a carbon toda. Tamalomer nidvosa. Minayin l'rabos ha'ofos. They could even bring birds if they want. V'ha'yayin v'alavon v'ha'etzim. They could bring frankincense. They could bring wood. They could bring whatever they want. Tamalomar nidreim l'chol nidreim nidvosim l'chol nidvoseichem. Everything's included. So we see they're allowed to bring any type of offering that they want. Imke matamalomar ola. So then why does a pasuk single out ola if in fact they can bring any type of carbon they want? So he says ola prat l'naziris divrei Rabbi Yosi haglili. One thing they can't do is they can't bring a carbon naziris. They can't have it. There's no din of a naziris for a goy. But according to Rabbi Yosi haglili, everything else they're allowed to bring with all the various halachas, meaning a shlamim is really a shlamim. It's not an ola, according to Rabbi Yosi haglili. A shlamim means a shlamim. A ola means an ola. Rabbi Kiva Amar no. Rabbi Kiva says, Asher yakrivu l'Hashem l'ola, ein li ela ola bilvad. All they can bring is an ola. If they want to bring a shlamim, it becomes an ola. So this is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's opinion that their shlamim turns into an ola. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili's opinion that they can bring any carbon that they want, and it takes on that nature of that carbon. So then the Gemara says, V'hai pratlin naziris mehacha nafka, me'asam nafka. So Gemara asks, is really the word, the naziris, the fact that a guy can't be a nazir, is it really learned from the pasuk above that says, Ola, according to Yosi Glili? Yosi Glili says the word Ola excludes a Naziris. He says, no, we have a different pasuk that excludes him from being a Nazir. What's that pasuk? Me'ahasim nafka. The pasuk says in Parshas Nasa, where is the source of Naziris? It says, Dabe abunei Yisrael, v'marta aleim, ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lehazir, b'nei Yisrael nodrim. It says the pasuk again, Dabe abunei Yisrael. Only b'nei Yisrael are nozrin, vein ha'ovdei kochavim nodrim, but a goy cannot take such a neder of being a Nazir. So we see it's a different source that a goy can't be a nazir. So Gemara says, no, Imi Hasm had been from there, Havamina carbon hudula laisi, Avan Naziris chalalayu. Had I had the pasuk by the Naziris in Parshas Nasa, I would have thought that maybe they can't bring karbanos, but they can have a Naziris upon themselves. They can become a nazir without the halachas of karbanos. Kamashmalan, that even the chalos Naziris doesn't take effect to even start with. And that's why you need both pasukim. Okay, Gemara now tells us, Kiman Azla Hadatan. Who is the author of the following Mishnah? Or who does this Mishnah go like? The Mishnah we had earlier in the Masechta. It says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Beis Din. The Beis Din made seven different takanos. V'ze'echam Hem. One of them was as follows. Oved Kochavim Sheshalach Alasim in Medina Sayam. The guy sends a carbon from overseas to the Beis HaMikdash. V'shilach Ima Nisecheha. And he says, here are some bottles of wine to accompany it to pour in the Mizbeach. Kravim Mishalo. They'll take the Nisachim as accepting to, they even the ones to dedicate Nisachim will accept the Nisachim as well. Vimlav, if he didn't send any Nisachim to accompany the carbon, Kraven Mishal Tzibur, we could dip into the fund, the communal fund, to pay for the Nisachim that are going to accompany the carbon. So who is this? It must be Lema Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because Lo Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the one above who allowed you to accept any type of carbon from the Goy, even Nisachim. Rabbi Kiva says we only accept Olos. So the fact that we allow to accept the Nesachim of a Goy must be like Rabbi Yosef Lili and not like Rabbi Akiva, to which the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says Ola, he means Ola v'chol chavirta, all its accompanying, all its things that assist it, which includes not only the Ola itself, but even the Nesachim that accompany the Ola, that we can also accept from the Goy. So it's not necessarily like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Ask them, are now man Tana Laha. Who is the author of the following Brysa? Tana Rabbanon, the Brysa tells us, the Pasuk says, it says, Kola Ezrach, every Ezrach brings a carbon. Ezrach, maybe Nesachim, it's the context of bringing Nesachim, it's in Parsha Baloschi, I believe. It says, Nesachim, maybe Ezrach, maybe Nesachim, Vein Ovde Kochav, maybe Nesachim. That only a Jew could bring Nesachim, but a Goy may not bring Nesachim. Yachalote olasa tuna nisachim. Perhaps you would think if they bring a carbon ola, the goy brings a carbon ola, their carbon ola wouldn't require nisachim. Tamla makacha has to be this way. Every carbon ola has to be with the nisachim. It just the goy's carbon, he can't bring the nisachim, so it comes from the communal fund. So who's going to be the author of this brisa? Money. It can't be lo Rabbi Yosi Aglili, velo Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili ha'amar filu yai nami. That Rabbi Yosef Lili says that we accept Nesachim even from a Goy, and this Pasuk says, Ha'ezrach v'lo av dekochavim. So Rabbi Yosef Lili can't be the author of this Braisa. And ni Rabbi Akiva, hamar ila ola in midi achmin ilo. He only allows for the carbon ola, but he doesn't allow for anything else. Meaning, I thought he said above. One second here. He said above the only Ola, I guess we're assuming right now not what we changed, but the initial understanding of Rabbi Akiva, that he only allows for an Ola, doesn't allow for an Nesachim. So Gemara says, Ibai Seimer Rabbi Yosef Lili, Ibai Seimer Rabbi Akiva. You could figure out that either one could really be the author of this Braisa. Either you're going to say, Ibai Seimer Rabbi Yosef Lili, Samim Me'ahi Yayin, and you take out from his statement above that Yayin, he doesn't allow you to bring Yayin. And alternatively, by saying Rabbi Akiva, Ola v'chol chavirta, that when he allows you to bring an Ola, means the Ola and all those which accompany the Ola, even the Nesachim. Okay, that now the Gemara tells us, we had in the Mishnah the other day, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shekoanim, he had this very interesting din, that everyone agrees that the Minchas Kohen's Chatas is Kulakalil. No one eats it. If you and I, other than Ezra, if a regular non-Kohen were to bring a Minchas Chote, the way it works is the Kohen takes a kmitza, he puts on the Mizbeach, and the Shrine are left over. But if Ezra were to bring a Mincha, since he's a Kohen, the entire Mincha gets burnt off on the offering, gets burnt on the Mizbeach, the entire amount. Rabbi Shimon's Mechadish, that first the Kohen does a kmitza on the Minchas Chote Kohanim, and then you put that kmitza on the Mizbeach, and the Shrine also go on the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama felt there's no need for a kmitza. Since everything's going on the Mizbeach, why do a kmitza at all? But Rabbi Shimon's Mechadish, you do a kmitza, and then you do the kmitza separately on the fire, and then the shrine get thrown in the fire as well. So the Gemara said, Menachem Mila, how do you know that this halacha is to be the case? How do we know the shita of Rabbi, this machlokis Rabbi Shimon Tanakhama? The Gemara quotes a braisa, the Tanur Rabbanim. When it comes to Minchas Chote, so it goes to the Kohen, that the Kohen is allowed to be makriv his own carbon if he wants to. He's allowed to do it himself. So Gemara says, you say that he should be doing the Avoda. Maybe it's telling me that the Shirayim of a Minchas Chote of Kohen may be Edom. When it says in the Pasuk, Ha'isal Kohen, it could be either meant that the Kohen should eat it, or Ha'isal Kohen means he should do the Avoda. So the Braisa says he should do the Avoda, the Ha'isal Kohen. And the Gemara now is suggesting maybe it means that he should eat it. Maybe there's a heter of eating the Shirayim of the Minchas Chote, even if it comes from the Kohen. The Gemara says, can't be. Because Ma Ani Mekayim, what would I do with the Pasuk that clearly says, V'chol Minchas Kohen Kolil Tiyah Lo Seachel? So how do you interpret the Pasuk where it says the Minchas Kohen is Kula Kolil? So you would say, oh, that's Minchas Nedavaso. If he takes in the Dava, so then you are a Maktir the entire Mincha. Aval Chavaso, if there's an obligation, if there's a Minchas Chote of the Kohen, maybe Teina Chalas, maybe that may be Eden. So therefore, Tamalomar, Ha'isala Kohen Kemincha, it has to be for the Kohen, meaning what? Makish Chavaso Nedavaso. We're saying there's a Hekish between the Chova and the Nedava. Everyone agrees when it comes to the nedava, it's certainly not eaten because it says kol yil tiyeh. So to af chovasa eino nechelas. So to the chova, when he has to bring a minchas chote, that too is not eaten. So that's how the Tanakhama understands this hekish of not nedava to chova. Neither one is eaten. But comes on Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no. Zichi nemar v'haisal lekorin kiminchaso. Does it say that his chova should be like his minchaso, like his nedava? It doesn't say that. Halolo nemar ella kimincha, like a regular mincha, like a mincha like anyone else. Ella lahakish should tell me minchas chote shekohanim is kiminchas chote sheyisrael. We're comparing the minchas chote of a kohen to a general minchas chote of a yid. Ma minchas chote shel yisrael nikmetes ab minchas chote shekohan nikmetes. That's how he knows you have to do a kmitza even on the minchas chote of a kohanim. So then the Gemara says, well, if you're really comparing minchas kohen to minchas yisrael. Ima minchas chote sheyisrael nikmetes v'shireha nechal, and you eat the leftovers of a minchas chote of a Yisrael. Af minchas chote shekohanim, would you say nikmetes v'shireha nechal? You eat the shirayim? No. Tamlomer lekohen kimincha lekohen lekohen kimincha lekohen kimincha v'lo leishim kimincha. Haketad kometz kar ba'atzma v'shirayim kreim ba'atzma. There's a hybrid here. Well, although it's compared to a general minchas chote sheyisrael in that there's a kmitza, it's not entirely like it because the shirayim are going to be brought as a karban, different than the shirayim of a minchas chote shel yisrael. And that's what the machlokus is based on.